Hearing a good ghost story is a fine way to spend Halloween, and Ohio has harvested a bumper crop. I'm Phil Shriver, and I'll tell you about some ghosts in this Ohio Bicentennial Minute. Ohio's ghosts come in all shapes and sizes. In the Hocking Hill, the stories tell of a railway brakeman whose light still haunts the abandoned Moonville Tunnel in the dark of night. Other stories center on buildings like the Drury Mansion in Cleveland, or theaters such as Memorial Hall and the Victoria Theater in Dayton. Many ghost stories come from college towns, such as Oxford, and a story of Ron Tammen, who wandered away from his Miami dorm in 1953 and has never been seen again. Or the legend of Miss Helen Peabody, said to still haunt old Peabody Hall on the Western College campus. Bowling Green tells of the ghost of Amanda, who haunts the Chi Omega House, and Alice, who makes mischief at the Joey Brown Theater. Many ghost stories center in Athens, such as hauntings of an abandoned mental hospital or stone angels shedding tears in local cemeteries. I'll leave you with a true story. As Richard B. Hayes' wife, Lucy, was being reinterred in 1915, her casket split open at one end. Webb Hayes reached out to support the casket, and his mother's wedding band rolled from inside the casket and into his hand. Now on display at the Hayes Presidential Center in Fremont, the ring from the grave bears an inscription from RBH to Lucy.
Historian Philip R. Shriver is President Emeritus of Miami University in Oxford. This Ohio Bicentennial Minute was produced by WMUB, Miami University Public Radio, with support from the Ohio Humanities Council.